And so Jesus calls in the disciples and asks them for some fish, and he starts to grill it. And he feeds them. He feeds them fish, and he feeds them bread. Bread always meaning the bread of life, the body of Christ. And then he has a conversation with Peter. It's their last conversation, and it's for all of us, really. Let's drop in on that. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Think about that. They're sitting there on the shore, the fishing boats, the food, the other disciples. What would Jesus say? Do you love me more than these? More than these worldly things? More than things of your vocation? More than your friends? More than your food? Do you love me more than these? Do you love me more than anything? Do you love me above everything in your life? And Peter says, "Yes, Lord. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Show me. Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Show me. Tend my sheep." And he said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. So you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Be a shepherd. Feed my sheep." And then he said, "Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." And he said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. And after this, he said to him, his final words, "Follow me." This conversation is so important for all of us. It teaches us one great lesson that we sometimes just can't get our head or our hearts around. I'm not ready yet for that. I'm not worthy. Did you know what I said yesterday to that person? I'm not ready to join them. Do you know what I did last week? The sin I committed? Do you know what a great sinner I am, actually? If people could see inside of me, I am not worthy to be part of that. I'm not worthy to join them. Imagine how Peter felt on that morning when Jesus came back, and probably all three times when he came back. Is this where he's going to lay into me about denying him three times? Is this going to be the moment? You know, is this going to be my come to Jesus meeting, literally? You know, is this going to be when he nails me for that? And instead, he redeems him from it. Just like he redeems all of us for our sins. It's already been done. He does this with Peter in this way. How many times did Peter deny Jesus? "Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me?" Redeemed. Redeemed and ready. You see, your past isn't finished being written yet. What you do in the present will decide your past. I can stand to you here today as my past. But the past doesn't define me. You see, my experience with God has taken my past and redefined it into work for God. Even yesterday, in the park in Arthur, my past became work for God for someone in our community. Your past is never written in stone. What you do today and tomorrow will define what your past is and how it's still happening today. See, God can take your past and make all the curses into blessings if you give them all over to God. You are redeemed. This means you are already saved. You know that word saved? It kind of gets tossed around a lot in church. And you are already saved from your own self. your inability to be perfect. The cross did that for you. Don't insult the cross by saying, I am not yet worthy. The cross has already done everything you need to be worthy to be there. You know what I'm saying? You're redeemed. You are saved. The only thing that's left is that last step. When Jesus says, do you love me? That's your chance to redeem. That's your redemption question. Can you say, I love you? One, two, three. I love you. Jesus says to you, do you love me? And you say, no, I'm serious now. Now, you know what kind of love I'm talking about? That unconditional, all-forgiving, never-ending love. That's what Jesus is saying. Not that love, you know, when things are going good, you're really happy about Jesus. He said, do you love me in that way? He says, do you love me?
I love you.
All right. You know, that's almost got you fully redeemed, but you still got those sins from this morning. Last night, right? The sin hangovers. Because we're all sinners. We're all redeemed. And so he's saying to you right now, the third time, the last time, do you love me?
I love you.
Amen.